Clerk will call the roll.
Mark?
Excused.
Jay?
Excused.
Eric?
Here.
Jeff?
Here.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Excused.
Brandy?
Here.
And now it's time for the voluntary pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have 3 minutes to approve March 5th, April 2nd, and April 16th. I'll entertain a motion to approve all three.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, so ordered. Now, any amendments to the meeting agenda? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, so ordered. We now have a public hearing for Ordinance 2018-17, amending the Chapter 3.08 of the Municipal Code entitled Assembly and Mayor to clarify agenda formation language for special meetings. Does anybody wish to address this? Thank you. No bid awards. Visitors' views related to agenda items. Anybody? John?
Yeah. I just wanted to, I have one of each, and one related and one unrelated. My name is John Haverlick, 1204 South Nordic, representing myself. And just wanted to thank you for considering putting the sales tax for seniors, doing away with it on the ballot. And I really think the seniors are going to stand up and show that they don't want the rest of the community to support them. They have pride enough to do their carry their own weight and do their own share. And the other thing I was, this isn't related, but is just real quick. I would really encourage you to either put an initiative on the ballot or just make a decision on your own to ban the use of plastic bags. This is a town that's dependent on fishing and clean water, and one of the most important things we can do is to get rid of them. I noticed trading unions already started doing that, giving canvas bags, and it would really help if the country would move that way and, you know, focus on the clean water issues. I had a kid from California visiting this week, and he fished off my dock. He said, "How far is it down to the bottom?" I said, "About 15 feet." He said, "He's from San Diego," and he said, "I've never seen the bottom of the water," and he's playing with the dollies. And I think it's an important issue that we really need to follow up on. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to address items related to the agenda? Okay. Visitors' views unrelated to agenda items. Brian?
Good afternoon, Mayor, members of the Assembly. I'm Brian Lynch. I'm here representing myself and Rivers Without Borders. I believe early in June, Cindy Lagadakis brought forth a resolution that she was going to present to the Southeast Conference. It had to do with the cleanup of the Tulsa Quachief Mine. I think it was early June or whatever. I guess the discussion was just whether you even had to approve it or not, not that it wasn't going to go through. But something, it just came recently to my attention that this was brought forth to the, also, do you have a copy of that resolution?
I don't have it with me, and I apologize that I forgot to email it to you on Friday.
Okay, I have it here,
okay,
though,
good.
Anyway. What apparently what happened is that Cindy Lagadakis, our director for the Southeast Conference, presented it to the board of directors for consideration and passage. And I kind of lost track of this, where it ended up. But what they did is they, and I got an email from Cindy here, said they did not vote for it. In particular, Vice President Dennis Watson was concerned about how it was initiated, though I have not heard that concern about other resolutions. Now, this is a little disturbing, and I don't know if it was because Rivers Without Borders actually provide the basic information on the Tulsa-Quatchie mine that was in that resolution, but there was... there was nothing anti-mine in that resolution, and like Cindy said, that they've never really discussed that before. What the the information for these resolutions came from, and I kind of point out the Stand for Salmon resolution where they came out negative on the Stand for Salmon. Well, it's a lot of information on there that came from somewhere that didn't just come from the Southeast Conference representatives. So this is really disturbing to me. The resolution, like I said, was not anti-mining, and I think it's something that that this assembly and this community needs to consider, is if Southeast Conference is really anymore even representing the interests of Petersburg. Personally, I think they've kind of gone off the rails here. And it's kind of, I guess up to you on if we stay, a part of the Southeast Conference. Kind of my views is maybe not, but then there's that old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And I'm not saying necessarily that Southeast Conference is our enemy, but it doesn't appear like they're much of a friend anymore. And I'd like to read you the email that I sent to the president of the Southeast Conference and the vice president on this issue. I haven't received a response, but then I sent it early Saturday morning, so they may not have even seen it yet, or they're ignoring it, I don't know. But said, Dear President Hill and Vice President Watson, it recently came to my attention that Resolution 1807 in support of the cleanup of the Tulsa-Quatchie mine presented by Petersburg Director Cindy Lakadakis was not supported and voted on by the Southeast Conference Board of Directors at the board meeting in early June. Given that the cleanup of the Tulsa-Quatchie mine has been designated as an issue of concern by the current Alaska administration, Alaska Congressional Delegation, as well as the Petersburg Borough and other Southeast Alaska communities, and that the resolution only urged that the State of Alaska, the U.S. Congress, and the U.S. State Department give the cleanup and mitigation of the Tulsa-Quatchie mine the utmost priority in discussions with British Columbia and Canadian officials. I am perplexed and disappointed that the board did not vote to approve this resolution. This resolution was not anti-mining and only addressed cleaning up an abandoned mine that has been polluting the Taku River watershed and salmon rearing habitat with toxic acid mine drainage for over six decades. As a 37-year resident of Petersburg, a community whose lifeblood is the seafood industry, an industry that relies on clean water for its existence, and because the Southeast Conference purports to support the economic well-being of Alaska communities and residents, such as myself, I would like to know why the board did not vote to approve this resolution. Thank you, and I look forward to your response. Like I said, this was not an anti-mining resolution, and it just went along with all the efforts that this body and prior councils and assemblies have been going through to make sure that the massive industrial mining that's going on in BC does not harm this community. And the Tulsa-Quatchie mine is a poster child of how things are done in Canada. In other words, they're very, very poor. They don't even follow their own regulations. Anyway, what I would request from you, now I can wait and see what their response is to me on this, and then I can forward that to you. But if I don't receive any response, or if the response is, I guess, unsatisfactory, I would like this body to consider sending a letter similar to what I sent and asking why this was not passed, or not even voted on, apparently. Because it's very disconcerting to me that the seafood industry, along with charter fishermen, personal use fishermen, and sport fishermen, it's very important that we maintain healthy and clean water and in this region. And the Tulsa Quail Chief is causing harm to salmon rearing habitat. Now, I can't quantify exactly what that is, but I'll guarantee it is harming it. So it is potentially reducing the salmon production in that watershed. So anyway, I don't know if you really want to discuss this or even consider it now, but I will keep you informed on where this is, and I would appreciate some input from this body. And I think that you also really need to consider whether Southeast Conference is supportive of the biggest industry and the biggest moneymaker in this region. Mining is an important part of the economy too, but what we have here, the near 600 commercial vessels that are sitting out there in this harbor, that's what this community is all about. And if something happens on any of these systems, we're gonna get hit hard. So anyway, thank you for your consideration. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So typically when Southeast Conference, when a resolution comes before the body of Southeast Conference, typically does it come back to the communities to find out if the communities support them, or does our representative to the Southeast Conference come back to us and ask us if we support them? I don't know. Anybody can answer. I'm just looking for...
Well, I'm not sure that there's a true protocol in my mind. The way that it would go is if we have a representative from Petersburg, the representative would bring the resolution to the assembly and say, I'd like to submit this, or I'm going to submit this, which I believe she did. She emailed it to everyone. And then she did it was shortly before the meeting that she sent that email to all of you, I believe. Yep. So we actually didn't have time to take action on it, right, to vote it up or down at the assembly level before she went to the meeting. So I was going to put it on the next agenda for you guys to look at and weigh in on. Before I did, I emailed Robert Venables to ask what had happened at the meeting, and he told me that it had not been considered. So they had decided to just stick with whatever they were already doing. So I didn't bring it before you, but yep, I believe that, yes, the representative should probably have the assembly's input on whatever they put forward at Southeast Conference.
And just to follow up, just to make sure that the assembly is in agreement with our representative.
Yes, I would think so, because the seat that that is held right now, yes, is a public seat.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyway,
any
thank
other
you.
Questions?
One last comment. In an email I got from Cindy, in a kind of one of her closing comments, said, in any case, I was pretty unhappy with Southeast Conference's lack of action on this issue, just to let you know that she was not happy about it. But hope you consider what I brought to you today. And I think it's time we need to really consider how we deal with Southeast Conference on these issues. So, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Anybody else like to address the body? There are no board, commission, and committee reports. Nothing on the consent agenda.
Oh, no, there is. Sorry.
Where is it?
The 420.
Oh, I didn't realize that was on the consent agenda.
Yes.
Okay, we just vote on whether we accept the consent agenda. I'll entertain a motion.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, just real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to note to the listening public that so far this year we've had $38,000 in revenue for the property development fund that have been reached through the marijuana excise tax.
I'd also like to point out that if it's met all the requirements by the state, the only thing we can do is approve it, I believe. So the clerk will call the roll.
Jeff?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Report of other officers. Philip Hofstetter, from the CEO from the Petersburg Medical Center.
Thank you. I just wanted to
take less than 30 seconds to introduce myself. I'm Phil Hofstetter, new hospital administrator at Petersburg Medical Center. My family and I are moving from Nome to Petersburg. We spent the last 20 years there, and we're very excited about joining this community, and I look forward to working with you all. I'm here at your service, too, so if you have information or a report that you'd like me to provide at your assembly, I'd be happy to do so. I hope to meet with you in the future. I already met with Steve not too long ago, so I appreciate the welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions?
Thank you. Several months ago, I think we tried to have a work session with the hospital board, and I think that never happened, and maybe that's something we could schedule this fall, this joint work session with the hospital board and staff, and just kind of go over what your goals and objectives are. And
absolutely.
It'd be good to sit down and just start dialogue again.
Yeah, I'll bring that back to the board, and we'll absolutely. Sounds great.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, there's no mayor's report, no manager's report. Unfinished business, ordinances for third and final reading, annual sales tax rebate for qualified senior citizens. Would anybody like to address this issue?
Do we need to get it on the floor first, or how do you want to do that?
Motion.
Oh, okay, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, so at one time you had some possible suggestions about the rebate wasn't enough. Are you interested in changing that at all? Or
I can't at this point.
Okay.
From my seat right now.
Okay.
Somebody else could if they wanted to lower it. I think it's important that it get on the ballot for the citizenry to approve or disapprove. I just still have issues with the amounts.
Yep.
So... any other discussion?
No.
Okay, the clerk will call the roll.
Eric?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Nancy?
Oh, yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ordinance 2018-17, amending chapter 308 of the Municipal Code entitled Assembly and Mayor to clarify agenda formation language for special meetings. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I have one question, Madam Mayor.
Jeff?
Debbie, could you kind of just, for the folks at home or in the audience, just give us a rough of what this does?
Yes. So we had in code language as to who could put agenda items on a regular meeting agenda. We did not address a special meeting agenda. And our charter says that a special meeting may only be called by the mayor or four assembly members. So we decided that we should be consistent in who can put items on a special meeting agenda. So it would be the mayor or the four assembly members that call the meeting.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any other discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Eric?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Thank you.
New business, the Upper Dam Spillway Rehabilitation, change order number one. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Madam Mayor? Just one question, please. Hey, could Steve kind of tell us what this is, just so the folks at home know what's going on?
Sure, I'd be happy to. When we put the dam spillway work out for an RFP, we set a budget of $400,000. We didn't really know what kind of bids we would get. The bids came in well under that, just over $200,000. And the work has gone very well. We have within that budget. So we had extra money that we had put in the project budget. What we'd like to do is fix some of the other things that are been posing a bit of a problem for us out there. Some of it is some steel work related to the gates, also some electrical wiring up there, and kind of, you know, a couple of minor things. There's some motors that make the gates go around. They're all been kind of problematic for us. We make them work, and the state has said we'd like you to fix them at some point. This is a good opportunity. We have the work crew out there, and the repairs will still come in well under the budget approved by the assembly earlier. Mm-hmm. And this comes out of the water fund.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Brandy?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution, or the passes, change order is accepted. Okay, the Pilt class action lawsuit. I'll entertain a motion to opt in to this.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Eric?
Yeah, I had a question about it. I mean, entering into a class action lawsuit, is there anything negative that can happen by doing such things?
This is mine. No, I attended a teleconference with National Association of County, as well as the attorney that levied the class action lawsuit on behalf of all the PILT recipients. It's actually was created because the federal government changed some language in the PILT legislation for 15, 16, and 17. Didn't happen before then, likely will not happen in the future, but it basically mandated the full funding of PILT, which in fact in a couple of those years was less than full funding. So a class action lawsuit was filed by a county in Utah, but basically all the PILT counties, you know, have been kept aware of it, but have not necessarily opted in. Looks like there is a settlement with the federal government. They're saying, yeah, it looks like we screwed up, and are pretty much at this point saying, yes, here's what the settlement amount is going to be. Basically, the choice of the borough is we can opt in. There's no cost to that. The value to the borough is about $23,000 at the most, so it's not a whole lot of money. There's no cost. If attorney fees are more than they're expecting, it comes out of our settlement, and nobody goes past zero. So, in other words, basically, we would not have to ever pay on this. We don't know if this will happen in the future. We assume the federal government will change the legislation back to the way it was prior, making it part of the appropriation process rather than a blanket statement. So, again, no negative. It is believed that majority of the PILT counties will opt in. And I ran it by our borough attorney and our lobbyist in D.C. to make sure that they didn't know anything that I was, and they all said the same thing. There's no negative to opting in.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
No, thank you.
Do we have a roll call vote on this? The clerk will call the roll.
Eric?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Apparently no communications. Any assembly discussion items, recognitions?
Madam
Jeff?
Mayor. Yeah, I just wanted to thank the assembly for letting me sit in on the PMEA negotiations a couple of weeks ago. It was a 45-minute meeting. It was very informative to me, and just kind of enjoyed it. It was interesting to see how it all works. But I just wanted to say thank you for giving me the okay to do that.
Eric? Awesome.
Yeah, and I'd like to recognize Jesse and all those at Parks and Rec who have done a magnificent job with all the flowers and vegetation kind of growing around. You know, I walking down the street, you know, you can kind of, Bushman Park catches your eye, and I think it's something to be admired. So it's something that I think has been done very well this year. Thanks, so thank you.
Yep. Anyone else? Okay, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.